It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. This podcast, I'm recording it right before Thanksgiving, and as with many podcasts or videos, that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be listening to it either on or before Thanksgiving. But I tell you that because it's going to give you some context to what I'm going to be discussing on this podcast. But before we get started, I want to remind you that we do have just a few spots remaining in our Heartland Multifamily Investment Summit. And as a reminder, this is a free summit for serious investors, but we limit it only to 15 in attendance. That's it. The summit is in January of 2020, and it is in March of 2020. So depending on when you may be listening to this podcast, you may have an option to attend one or both or none. But March or January of 2020. And this is really designed for the investor that not only wants to have multifamily investing a serious part of their investment plan, and this is either if you are an active or passive investor, by the way, it doesn't matter, but you want it to be more of part of your investing world, and you want to be serious and you want to have the knowledge to make great decisions when it comes to really going to the next level with multifamily investing. That's really what it's all about. And it's for those folks that obviously have the capital, either with regular money or IRA or 401k money, to make those kinds of decisions and getting involved and taking the game of multifamily investing to the next level. This is not a conference. This is not a no money down seminar. This is for serious investors with capital that are looking to take their multifamily ownership and investing either actively on their own or passively to the next level and making as much money as they possibly can. So to get an idea of exactly what I will cover during the Multifamily Investment Summit, as well as the property tour, because we will be touring properties as well, simply go to heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. That's heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. All right, so we are underway recording the podcast. And just as a couple of housekeeping items before I get into why I raised the rent on my residence the day before Thanksgiving. I'm recording today's podcast from the home office, and you know, I've got the equipment and the mics and everything all hooked up, but Bosworth and Blue are notorious for barking at and making a big deal out of anything that looks like a mail carrier, FedEx person, UPS driver, or even if they're driving in a vehicle that remotely sounds like a UPS or FedEx driver or mail carrier, they're on point and making it known that this is their place. So from time to time, you may hear them barking in the background. And if you do, that's the reason why. So let's talk. Because, yeah, I am raising rents on residents the day before Thanksgiving. And the raises are substantial in this case. So I have directed our management team to raise the rent, not on every single one of our residents. And, you know, we have well over 700 apartment units around in and around the Heartland. I have not directed them to raise the rent on everybody, but on a fair amount, they're getting a rent raise the day before Thanksgiving. And why would I do such a thing? How can I do that? Why would I do that? Is it because I'm a heartless guy? Is it because all I think about is money and profit and that's all that matters? Do I not care about people their financial situations, their financial issues, especially during this time of the year. What's my problem? Why would I do such a thing? And it really comes down to one thing. And it took me years to figure this out. And if you implement what I'm about to tell you that I implement, I think it will make you a more effective decision maker, a more effective investor, and will allow you to profit a hell of a lot more in your investing and profit in your day-to-day life, whether it's personal time, freedom, doing the things you want to do, etc. Now, this is not a magic pill. Okay, not everything's going to be great tomorrow. Okay, but what I'm going to tell you, what I'm going to share with you, and not only do I think can help a lot of people, investors, especially us, but I think some things in general, and it has a lot to do with why I would raise rent on people the day before Thanksgiving. And it has to do with simply this. There's never a good time to make a tough decision. There's never a good time to make a decision that needs to be made. I give you an example on how not to do it. And then we'll get back to why I'm raising rents on residents the day before Thanksgiving. And I mean, I've already given you the reason why, but I'll go into a little bit more in depth on why that is. So I have access to a college football team that has, over the last 4 years, has had a losing record. And this college football team had their worst record out of the 4 years this last year. Okay. And the culture is not good. Morale is understandably low. Things just aren't going well at this university. And so, I have firsthand knowledge of what I'm going to tell you. So it's really time to make a change with the coach. I mean, the coach has had his time, has had everything, you know, has had the ability to do and shape and mold and direct the team. It's been actually more than 4 years, but especially over the last 4 or 5 years, and has failed to produce a team with a winning record. And it doesn't appear to be getting any better. It's not as if they were 0-11 4 years ago, and now they're 5-6 or 6-5. It's been actually up and down, with the last 2 years being their worst, with this last year being the worst year. So it's time for him to go. And I mean, everybody pretty much knows that this is the case. I mean, it affects recruiting next year, so on and on. And it's, you know, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, because my point is this. So the athletic director has a meeting with a few members of this football team, because they're concerned. You know, they've got two or three years left. The writing's kind of on the wall in terms of how things are going to go. It's getting worse, not better. And so they have a meeting with the athletic director to voice their concerns. The athletic director basically tells them this. I'm not going to fire or let go any coach, especially right now, because he has a family and it's the holidays. Okay, that's the wrong answer. And already it's a red flag. It's a red flag. Why? Because this athletic director is letting his emotions and his wanting to be liked overrule what really needs to be done here. It's a tough decision to let somebody go. It's a tough decision to fire somebody, especially someone that's been at the university for a number of years. It's tough to do. And it's even harder to do it over the holidays. However, the writing's on the wall. The proof is in the pudding. The guy needs to go. But His reason is, it's the holidays. I can't let anybody go over the holidays. Are you really meaning to tell me that whether you tell him now or 2 weeks from now, it's going to make that big of a difference? No. No. And so, it's not a great time to tell somebody they need to be let go. It's not. However, something needs to be done. But instead of doing something, we're going to put the tough decision, the tough conversation off because it's the holiday. So, back to our raising rents. So, a number of these residents have enjoyed rents that are under market rent, in some cases to a great degree, and they need to be raised. So, when we took over this project recently, I discovered many residents have been enjoying a less than market rental rate. And it's time to change that right now. It doesn't matter if it's the holidays. A tough decision needs to be made, and it's not an easy time to make it. So it needs to be made now. You can't wait until, if I had that kind of process, if I had that kind of mindset, then we wouldn't raise rents until February, which would be 90 days or 3 months from the time I'm recording this podcast. Who does that affect? That affects everybody. Specifically, my investors, my investment partners, and myself. So think of it this way. Let's say you had your car for sale today. Let's say your car is worth $5,000. You wanted to sell your car. It's used, of course, but you want to sell it today and it's worth $5,000. What if I came up to you and I said, hey, I'll buy it, but I'm only going to pay you $3,000 for your car? What would you tell me? You'd probably tell me to go take a hike, right? Unless you're in just in some desperate way of needing the $3,000, more often than not, you're going to say, sorry, buddy, take a hike. I'm not interested in taking that much of a hit and a discount and taking that much of a financial hit selling my vehicle. I want to sell it. Oh, and by the way, I should be able to sell it for what it's worth. And I want that money now. Okay, I understand it's the holidays and you can only pay me $3,000, but I want that money now. So you're basically saying that you more than likely would not sell your car over the holidays because it's the holidays and somebody really needs your car for $3,000 if it's worth $5,000. I mean, that's pretty much goes without saying, right? Well, this is the same thing. This is the same thing. Just because it's the holidays, why should we rent apartments for far less than what we should be able to get for them and what we can get for them? What's the difference? There is none. There is none. And I could find 10 or 12 examples of pretty much the same thing. And so, what stops people from being as successful as they could be in a lot of things is this. They don't want to hurt feelings. They want to be sensitive. They don't want anyone to be pissed off at them or mad at them or upset at them. So, let's wait. Let's hold on. Let's not do that right now. Let's not make that decision right now. Let's put that decision off because it may create some conflict. It may ruffle some feathers. It may upset somebody. If you live your life, especially your investing life, for those of you that are serious investors, you're never going to make the kinds of money, income, and returns you should not only look forward to, but you deserve. You never will. You never will. Okay, so that's why I do raise rents the day before Thanksgiving. I'll do it the day before Christmas. I'll do it on their birthday. holiday, it doesn't matter because there's never a good time. Never is. How many decisions have you put off because it wasn't, or exchanges or conversations or a whole number of things you've put off because, oh, the time's just not right. It's just not the right time right now. Right? Think about it. I know if you're thinking to yourself, you can come up with at least a handful. Right? And so that's why I do that. Because there's never a good time to make a decision like this, especially when it comes to investing. Okay. And so I would have you think about items in your world. First of all, when it comes to investing in money, what conversations do you need to be having that you're putting off? Where do you need to be doing your own version of rent raising? Okay, is there your own version of rent raising going on here? Are people sucking money out of your accounts that shouldn't be, and you're just putting off having the conversation so they're not anymore? Are there professional or business relationships you've got with people that you just continue to have because it's a tough conversation to have? Oh, we can't let them go over the holidays. We can't let our contractor who does X for us go over the holidays. It just wouldn't be the, we can't let that employee that's a bad employee and is a pain in the ass, we can't let them, we can't do that over. You get my point. Okay. So what areas are you having this issue? Because you're having them in some areas. I know you are, because I do every day. And then once you pretty much identify those, you make the decision on when you're going to finally pull the trigger, take action, and do what's necessary. Okay? And do what's necessary. Because at the end of the day, all you're doing by not making those decisions at times that aren't convenient for you or for somebody else, specifically for somebody else, it's just going to get worse later. It's just going to be worse later. So when it comes to our apartment units and our commercial properties too, rents are raised if and when I think it needs to be done. It doesn't matter when it is. It doesn't matter if the tenant has, doesn't matter what's going on in their lives. Okay, it doesn't make a difference because there's never a good time. And if you operate with the theory that, oh, there will eventually be a good time to make tough decisions sometimes, you will be used and abused in life and in investing. So I hope that this podcast has given you some things to think about when it comes to making those decisions. And I would love to hear your comments, questions, suggestions, in the comment section of the podcast. So please leave those if you have a minute. We'd love to hear from you. And one more reminder about our Multifamily Investment Summit. And I'll be talking specifically, there will be a session, a breakout session, where I go into detail on how I do make decisions not only on properties when we purchase and invest in them and when we sell, but the timing of those, especially when it has to do with making these kinds of decisions that are not necessarily easy or convenient. We will be talking about this in detail. But if you are a serious investor wanting to take your multifamily investing to the next level, by all means, you have to get to the Multifamily Investment Summit in January or March of 2020. So you go to multifamilysummit.com. That is heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. All right. Have a great day. Have a great week or weekend. We'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.